Monica, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
It's Friday.
Indeed. Joe Meridiak was on the other end of our line about an hour and a half ago. He represents the Union Local 459. He talked with us about the Great Lakes contract talks when it comes to the Red Cross. And he says, once again, going into its third year, there are challenges, and the Red Cross is trying to take away collective bargaining and doesn't want to bargain fairly. And I want you to have an opportunity to respond to that.
Well, I appreciate that. Actually, we do bargain fairly. We are not trying to take away collective bargaining. The sticking point are the health care benefits. And to say that we're trying to take away collective bargaining rights is inaccurate, because just since July of last year, we've been able to resolve 19 other union contracts given the same health care benefits package that we're offering our Great Lakes employees, but our Great Lakes employees are rejecting the health care plan. So it's unfair for our union members to expect a better benefits package than other employees or other union employees, their counterparts in other regions.
Now, Joe said that they presented a counter to your health care plan, and that theirs would save $1.5 million.
Well, I can't speak to that plan because I wasn't in the room, but for the Red Cross's, from the Red Cross's perspective, a couple of years ago we went to a national health care plan, and all the other regions have bought into this plan except for the Great Lakes region union members and Cleveland and Toledo. There used to be a coalition for the union members, and out of that coalition, all the other union members have accepted the health care plan provided by the Red Cross because it is a fair and comprehensive benefits plan. Now, it's not as great and inexpensive as the current plan that they're able to still use because they haven't signed a contract. They're still able to enjoy the benefits of the health care plan that we offered 4 years ago. But in the talks, our negotiators and the mediator did say that we are putting together proposal templates for future health care plans, and we'd be more than happy to look at those for the future. But right now, the sticking point is them not accepting the current health care plan. And the problem is that we have these three regions that are holding out because they pay less for their health care plan, but that costs the Red Cross more. So if they were to accept the Red Cross plan, which again is a lot better than a lot of for-profit companies are offering their employees right now, then they would be able to come back to work. We'd be able to save money. The Red Cross would be able to save money, not just in our region, but across the country. So we can't just look at a health care plan that would benefit the Great Lakes region. We have to look at a plan that would benefit all of our employees.
All right. Thanks so much, Monica. We'll stay in touch. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.